This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's you 2 week. Been doing this all week long, 9, noon, and 5. Clearly our listeners are clued in because they are on the lines right now. We have U2 tickets. The biggest band in the world doing their most iconic record in its entirety at Levi's Stadium. They're doing the Joshua Tree May 17th. We've got tickets all day, and we have a pair right now for caller number 97-800-400-3697. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 is going to the show. Ah, it's a big deal.
The movie review is just a few minutes away. Two big ones coming up for you. I'll do a few texts in the meantime, though. Okay. Text number 800-400-3697.
What?
4 and 5 says, vanilla extract is just regular alcohol, such as vodka or bourbon, but with vanilla beans soaked in it for 6 months or longer, then strained and bottled. I make my own, and it's fantastic.
Wow.
707 says, no! You can't substitute rubbing alcohol for booze. It'll kill you. Please clarify on air.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that. It also will make you... Doesn't it make you go blind?
Well...
Or is that when you drink gasoline? I can't remember.
We're talking about severe alcoholism.
Yeah.
And I was talking about a lady who very publicly admitted that she'd done that, and her name was Kitty Dukakis. What was her husband? Michael Dukakis was the guy's name? Actually, they were from Massachusetts, weren't they?
They were. He was
the Michigan,
governor.
They were.
He was the Massachusetts governor.
Mm. What do you know about
Massachusetts,
it?
Massachusetts, yep.
Why are you saying Michigan?
Because I thought it was Michigan.
Well, you know, it's an easy mistake to make. They're both M states.
Bryn's birthday party should be at the Bay Club in Redwood Shores.
Yeah!
It might have to be. I'm working on it, though.
Someone sent a picture of Khloe Kardashian, and she truly looks nothing like the lady I know to be Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, I guess, you know, now that you've told me it's her, I'm like, okay, I sort of see her in there, but she looks real different.
Thanks, you guys. I've really done a big makeover.
E.G. Daly was the friend on Valley Girl with Nick Cage.
Oh, is that so? I love that movie.
I love that movie, too, but I can't picture. I can only picture the main girl.
Yeah. She was like a Noxzema model for a while there. I just thought she had the freshest face.
Who, the main girl? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the, here's the punker and the cute the little valley face, girl. Bonnie, look up Lucky Fish for iron. Yeah, you know, I really tried to do the right thing with the iron thing and just clearly have failed miserably.
I'll get you one today if I see
one. It's okay.
I'll just do it. You should have the best. And Le Creuset is the best.
Well, that's
but it's
I
not,
thought I was doing right by everybody in the family, and while they
are iron,
the food that came out of them so far has been excellent.
Sure,
it's clear that
the ceramic coating blocks the iron from getting in
into the food, which was the whole damn point. Dad fail. Oh well.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing. I'm gonna give up. Throw in the towel.
Don't give up. Don't give up. You have friends, and I'll go to Blood Bath & Beyond and get it for you today.
707 says, debt is not sexy. I was there in my 20s and never since. Paid it all myself.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, too, when you make like a last payment on something and then it breaks down the next day. You know, that's a good feeling. You ever pay off a car and then it just poops the bed like right afterward? Ugh. It's annoying.
Yeah. No, I've had all that stuff happen to me in my life, but I've always also thought, that's my mess, I'll clean it up. I never thought, boy, if I could just luck into someone who'd cut that down for me.
Oh. Well, you're a rich girl.
You love me. Will you pay this off for me?
Sure I will.
Oh, wow, you're the best.
Because I trust you.
Right. That's just a mental thing that I wouldn't want to find myself attached to permanently.
Totally.
Another mess.
You'll clean this up, won't you?
I'll leave that for you.
On the old man's money.
Yeah, I'll just ask my dad for money to pay off your debts.
It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
949 says, speaking of smoking, did you guys see the city of Laguna Beach banned smoking in any public location? The only place you can smoke now is your house or in your car.
Wow.
That's funny.
Well, there it is.
I'm not surprised, though. I do think that there are...
People hate the smell of smoke.
And you walk through clouds of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yuzette, your blouse is so cute.
I know. Oh, it's really pretty.
Says 408.
It's like mermaid goddess. Oh, she's modeling it for the cameras. You can go to RadioAlice.com/watch and see what's going on.
MC Hammer ran through all his money from employing all the people he knew who were living in poverty. He didn't squander it. He was trying to do good. He had a racehorse.
Yeah, and did you see his house?
I'm not saying he squeezed
that sponge dry.
He may have done some good. But that wasn't a broke racehorse that he bought.
Didn't he have like 200 people on his payroll at one? But like, it was outrageous. So they basically sucked him dry and tossed him aside.
Well, and if I remember correctly, too, there was a show about the tour he was doing with the costumes and the dancers. He just...
over the top.
Never said no.
No expense spared.
My number's like 1,200. I was kind of slutty. Luckily, I never got a disease.
Well, that's good.
415 says, I want to bleep Sarah. She would love it.
Oh, goodness.
Sarah. All right.
Please tell me more. You're scaring me.
Woohoo, I'm at a dozen, or maybe a baker's dozen, but, you know, their number's right there.
That's great.
That is great. I guess just loving someone is a thing of the past. That's why so many people can't find happiness, too busy making conditions. Better or worse, richer or poorer?
What are they referring to?
They're trying to say that you should just accept people unconditionally.
Oh, and take their debt.
Love, and whatever they come into it with should just be who they are.
It wasn't that you weren't dating that girl. You just didn't feel that those debts were your responsibility. And if you'd married her, you would have been marrying her debt.
And it wasn't just that. Like I just said, it's that mentality, too. It's that whole, it made me feel like, well, if that's how you think, then what? The next thing? I'll just pick that up, too.
Right. Just get me a credit card with my name on it, honey.
It's just a thing that I wasn't into.
That's got to be pretty nice.
And you know what? I've also been super broke. So having a couple bucks doesn't mean that I
want to pay your debts off, too.
Right.
I'm with you. Sure.
It doesn't always... I don't come from a ton of it, and I don't feel like it's going to be here forever if I'm not careful.
There's
one more Brent.
All right, everyone.
Yay.
Well, welcome to the movie reviews. Let's start off with King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. This is Charlie Hunnam, Jude Law, Eric Bana, and David Beckham.
Oh yeah.
Goodness. David Beckham?
I know, right?
What's he doing in this movie?
Being good looking like he always does.
So in this film, when Charlie Hunnam's uncle kills Charlie's dad, his brother, to take the throne, Charlie runs for his life, but his destiny is revealed when he pulls the sword from the stone. Bryn, first of all, the plot of King Arthur sounds familiar. Does it remind you of anything?
I think it does, actually. Like the,
Uncle killing his brother to take the throne and the sun rising up. What does that remind you of?
It reminds me of this one cartoon. Where the uncle kills... Well, I shouldn't give
the
this
story.
The story is very similar to The Lion King, actually.
Well, The Lion King is the one who did the copying.
Oh, you sure about that?
Oh, yeah. Is that
the,
so?
Because the legend of... Unless this is a whole new backstory on
this.
Yeah,
this is an all-new backstory.
Yeah, because the sword and the stone is like a wicked old...
This is not the story of King Arthur at all.
It's some new story.
Well, it's a new take on it, sure. I mean, he still pulls a sword from a stone, but that's about it.
Has he still found Camelot?
This one looked like it took place in London. I don't know. Is that Camelot? Is Camelot London? Is London Camelot?
Well, it certainly seemed English. I mean, isn't
well,
that
yeah.
Like,
well, it's in
King
England.
Arthur.
Definitely. It's definitely in England.
Is it set in olden times or is it set in modern day London?
It's set in olden times with common day language, with regular language.
What a relief, huh, guys?
Well, it doesn't fit.
How does Charlie talk? Does he have an accent, like his normal accent?
An English accent,
he
kind
does.
Of, but I think it
kind of
has his, whatever he is. What is he again? I forget.
Isn't he Australian?
I thought he was English.
Oh.
No, he was something else.
Okay.
I had that accent that you...
It's a lot of odd accents. Mm-hmm. Jude Law plays an evil sorcerer of sorts who gets his power from a giant tower where
he
is all seeing. Does that remind you of anything?
Giant tower, all your power, like the seeing all things, and basically Lord of the Rings type.
Yeah,
Sauron.
And there's a moment in the film where Charlie Hunnam escapes as a baby floating down a river in a boat. Does that remind you of anything?
Well, I don't know very much about the Bible, but...
That does seem like a very old story to be drawn from.
Isn't that how Moses escapes from Pharaoh?
That's exactly right.
No, that's how right, and that's how the Pharaoh's wife picks him up. She finds him in the reeds.
Yeah, I think whom can educate you.
Yeah,
on
it's
that.
Exodus 2, verse 3.
Oh, thank you. Right.
But
okay,
when
go
she
on.
Could not hide him no longer, she got the papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar. She placed the child and put it among the reeds of the bank of the Nile, and he floated away.
Sounds beautiful.
Let's talk about Jude Law. Was he the right choice to play the bad guy? Was he evil enough?
I thought he was great. I liked him a lot. I know you leaned over and had a couple ideas of who
could've... Oh, my God. Listen, Jude Law was, you know, I guess if like seven other actors said no, I would have picked him. But the perfect choice because they kept showing Jude Law sitting in a throne over and over. And every time I think of like the perfect person sitting on the throne, good or bad, I think of Sean Bean. Sean Bean should have been the evil brother in this.
Oh. I take it in, and I don't really think about, you know, who how the casting should have gone.
I think about casting the entire time.
I just think whether or not he played it well, and I thought he played it well.
Well, let's... Well.
Did Sean Bean play Ned Stark?
Yep.
He did.
Yeah.
So that he was like the ultimate good guy, the man of honor.
Totally, right.
Yeah,
I say
played,
they should have gone with King Joffrey.
Well,
he would have been good.
A little on the young side, I think. But
By the way, there's a lot of Game of Thrones people in this film.
There is,
how exciting.
Yes.
Like Ramsay's dad.
Oh, I love
Bruce
that guy.
Moose Bolton.
Yeah. Littlefinger, too? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Littlefinger's in it, too. Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Bryn, how was David Beckham?
Well, for the 35 seconds he was in it, I thought he was all right. You know, they tried to ugly him up a little bit, which you can't really do very well because he's super good looking.
He's got all these scars on his face, and everyone like stops and goes, "That's David Beckham!"
Is he fully?
Everyone's like pointing at the screen.
How's his acting?
Like two lines? I'm not sure.
All know, right, I mean.
Was he fully dressed the whole
Well,
time?
He was, you know, wearing
Unfortunately,
armor.
Yes.
He was a bad guy. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Was his shirt off? No, right. He didn't have his shirt off, wasn't
it? Was he holding a soccer ball? No.
Hey, Bryn. Do you ever see Guy Ritchie doing a film as great as Snatch in the near future?
I hope so. Actually, I love Snatch. So.
Which is a different move from the one you're about to review called Snatch.
Snatch, yes. With the ED, exactly. Right.
But I think Snatch is Guy Ritchie's best film.
I agree.
And, man, this is so far from it. So to sum it all up, let me just say this. The total running time for King Arthur is 2 hours, but it should have been an hour and a half. Guy Ritchie has so many slow motion shots that it actually added 30 minutes to the film. And, you know, you can do slow motion once or twice, but if... You're caught, like, if somebody's just walking down another slow motion, it loses its effectiveness maybe after the third time. But by the 14th time, you're like, oh, no, another slow motion shot. This movie had no idea what it wanted to be, and it wasn't very compelling. I'm going to give it, I wrote 2.5, but I really want to give it 2, but I'll give it 2.5.
Just give it what you want to give it.
I thought it was pretty cool, actually. I had scenes, like, you know, the slow motion parts, it's in 3D. You have, like, the arrows coming at you, and you're like, oh!
Swerve. It's
like,
slow motion.
It's slow motion, but, you know, what's cool
so
about Guy Ritchie
to duck.
Is...
You got an axe coming at you in slow motion.
He has these times where he speeds up, and then he slows down, you know? It's really cool, the speeding up and slowing down effect.
So you liked this movie.
I really liked the slow down effect, and he thought it was kind of slow and whatever, but there were slow moments, but there were really some intense moments, and I thought the slow moments were there to build the story. You know, obviously, it can't be fast the whole time. It was kind of cheesy at times.
All right,
but
what do you give it?
Oh, wow.
Well, he's not done saying his thing about it.
It's okay. If you love Jax like Uzi does, I think this movie's for you. I think really? The action was really fun. I had a good time. 3.25.
Oh.
Ninja Stars.
Any sex scenes in there?
No sex scenes. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, here's your review of the movie Snatch. This is Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn, Wanda Sykes, and Joan Cusack. Mm. So in this film, Amy is a bit of a loser with no friends. Aww. And when she buys a non-refundable flight for two to Ecuador, Amy begs her mom, Goldie Hawn, to go with her. Once they're there, Amy gets lured by a foreigner. She and her mom get kidnapped and held for ransom. Bryn, did you like Trainwreck?
I did.
It's Snatched at the same level of Trainwreck.
Not even close.
Bryn, the first word that comes to mind for Snatched for me is uninspired. What's the first word that comes to you?
I think I have three words for boring, lackluster, and mediocre.
Oh, what a bummer.
It is kind of a bummer.
I saw a little clip of it that I went, oh, that is my kind of movie.
Tell me one thing about this movie that really bothered you.
Well, that's exactly it, Sarah. You watch the trailer, and everything that's great about this movie was in the trailer.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That scene where she puts her leg up on the counter.
Yeah,
and
so
that.
Funny.
I laughed out loud a lot, but...
So it has its funny moments, but overall just...
No, every funny moment's in the trailer. There are no more funny moments. That's it.
There are a few more funny moments, but it's kind of stupid. They're trying too hard, I think.
I didn't have one belly laugh that included either Goldie Hawn or Amy Schumer.
I can specifically remember sometimes.
There was one belly laugh, but it had to do with the guy playing Amy Schumer's brother. He was funny.
He was funny. Yeah, that guy, another guy telling...
Bryn, if you had to recommend this weekend for the Alice audience to either see Arthur, Legend of the Sword, or Snatched... Which one would you recommend?
Well, you already know that I liked King Arthur, so I'm going to recommend that one.
Yeah, me too. There's no way I could recommend Snatch. Sum it all up, let me just say this. Because Trainwreck was so good, the expectations for Amy's second film are high. But let me warn you, this will probably be rated as one of the worst films of the year. Mm. Someone for so much talent, Snatch is way below what she's capable of. I wrote 1.5, but I just want to give it one person.
You really... Why don't you just give it what you want to give it to me?
That would make sense.
Want to be nice, but I can't.
It was funny. I really did have some genuine belly laughs. It was super slow and stupid at times, which some movies can be very good being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out of it thinking, WTF, whatever, okay, why did, you know, whatever. I don't. So 1.75 Ninja Stars is what I give it. Yeah,
it's all right.
It's okay.
Not even all right.
I laughed, but the storyline was
just too dumb.
Yeah.
All right. Well, geez, guys, what are we reviewing next week?
Next week, everyone, we're going to be reviewing Alien Covenant.
Ooh.
And a Bryan Cranston movie, too.
Is Sigourney Weaver in this new Alien?
She's not.
Oh, not even a little cameo or anything?
No.
And what's the Bryan Cranston movie?
I think it's called Wakefield. It's a real depressing film. We just got the screener for it, so it's going to be in limited release. I'm just going to expand. It's one of those. But he's such a great actor that you got to see it.
Okay, great job. We look forward to next week. Gretchy, of course, has joined us, so we are going to battle right after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen is here with us in the studio, and it's time to do battle.
All right.
3-0. Gretchen in the lead this
Woo.
Week. Today's topic is... No.
Okay.
What paparazzi pop star was banned from the Yankees clubhouse after making an impromptu visit there following a game in 2010?
Say this again.
What paparazzi pop star was banned from the Yankees clubhouse?
Oh, Lady Gaga!
Yes, Gretchen, Lady Gaga is the correct answer.
Thank you, Sarah.
It's bogus.
Which teams were on the diamond when Ruben Rivera's gaffe was called in the play-by-play as the worst base running in the history of the game?
This is a baseball question.
Which teams were on the diamond when Ruben Rivera's gaffe...
Well, the last one was a baseball question.
...was called in the play-by-play as the worst base running in the history of the game? You got to get both
two teams.
Yeah.
The Giants and Dodgers.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know, Ruben Rivera. I'm going to say the Yankees, Red Sox.
Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Francisco Giants. John Miller was the announcer for the 0-3 game. Which player announced in 2010 that he was leaving Cleveland to play for Miami in a one-hour primetime I'm Ditching You TV special?
LeBron James.
That is correct. 1-1. What 2001 football league, the brainchild of the WWE?
XFL.
XFL is correct. That was the WWF owner Vince McMahon. What trigger-tempered coach of Indiana University?
Bobby Knight.
That is correct. 2-2.
He throws chairs and stuff. He's the only one.
He roughly grabbed a student's arm off court. He was fired in 2000. And the final question before we go to a tiebreaker. In 2010, the assistant coach of which NFL team deliberately tripped a Miami Dolphins player from the sidelines, earning a season-long suspension?
Such a bummer. I can see the dude. It's the
Do we need the name
plays
or the
for
team?
The Jets, or he was coaches for the Jets.
That's correct. Jets.
Yeah, the
is
team.
The
is
oh, the team.
For.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of the coach's name. No. I thought that's what you wanted.
The assistant coach of which NFL team?
Zane.
Congratulations by a score of 3-2, Vinny. You're on the board.
All right.
You did it.
1-3 for the week.
The no-no card.
Yeah, no-no.
Right.
All right, Gretchen, what's coming up on your show?
10:05, we'll do Linkin Park tickets, and 12:05, we'll do U2 tickets.
Ooh, and we will see you on Friday. Yes.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.